My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, earlier we went through the Commanders' schedule and made our official record predictions. Based off of that, I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Commanders won just 4 games last season. Will they win 8 or more this season?
Mm.
So you can vote yes, at least 8 wins. EB has them at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes has them at 10, right. So they would vote yes. Jason and I both have them at 7.
I'm going to go
so
vote
so that
yes.
Would be a no. You can vote at Junks Radio, where we now have a new link tree. Mike Marr set that up. Mike not exactly Moore. Sure what that means.
I don't
but
know
if
what
you
a link
click
tree
on
is.
The link tree, it goes to other sites.
You explain.
I think it just shows you all your different sites. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just one link, and then when you click on it, it has our YouTube page, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything.
Mm, very good. Okay. A link tree.
Also, the boys behind the glass gave us their official record predictions.
Oh, can I predict?
They didn't do that on
can
air.
Can I predict
okay,
what
sure.
they predicted?
Drabby t-shirt.
Oh, he doesn't like the Commanders.
He's a hater. literally, the definition of a hater.
I'm going to predict he predicted 5 wins.
6-11.
You're close.
Yeah, I mean, charity. He wanted to pick 5.
Myers. I think he likes him a little bit better.
He always likes him a little bit
eight
better.
Eight wins for Myers.
Very close. He went 7-9-1.
Oh, he's throwing a gimmicky tie. I like it. I like that angle. Yeah.
It's always got a gimmick.
And Mike Marr. Also known as Mike
Moore.
He's
all in. He's freaking all in. 10 wins.
Actually, 8-9.
Oh. You got him 8-9 there, Rick?
It took a lot out of me not to say 10 or 11.
Yeah, but come on. I'm the only guy with double-digit wins.
Here's the key question, though. Did you guys actually do what we did?
No, I didn't.
Sophisticated analysis?
No, I didn't. It would probably change.
Or did you just say, 7-11 sounds about right. That's what 7-10. Yeah. That's what you guys did.
Yeah, it was a feeler.
I do have Jane Daniels on both of my fantasy teams.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you do, yes. Too.
As starter or backup on?
He's behind Kyler in one of them and behind Dak in another.
All right.
So I have him.
I like him as a backup. I mean, he might be a good starter.
He might
I know.
Usurp them.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, I know who you fantasy geeks are. He's going to have one game. The whole world will pick him up. You
right.
know, typing him up as the best guy. In the, you know what I mean? These fantasy guys are crazy.
I don't think he's available.
Yeah, cakes.
Probably. He's probably
fantasy
not available.
Guys are crazy.
Well, do you think Jaden Daniels is available in any draft?
No.
I mean, not draft, in any free agent
on a waiver wire?
Right,
no.
I'm making a prediction.
He
Zach Ertz
be.
Has
he's
a good
not.
Game, and everyone's going to go nuts. Some point.
I hope he does. I've got him on
Bikey Bots. We put our Huevos on the line, and he's the only quarterback we took.
He's
ride or die, baby.
Is Mikey, is he a little bit of a homer? No.
No.
He didn't care at all.
He barely knows half the players in the league.
Yeah.
He just likes to throw to cash.
He just likes.
Does Mike Stotts have emotion?
Yes, but not about.
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah.
About
only
football.
when he double faults.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
Oh, because he smashes his racket.
No,
and stuff,
I don't. But... I mean, I've played tennis with him probably a dozen times. I don't think I've ever seen him like throw his racket. I've seen him blister a 130-mile-an-hour serve past my face.
Right.
But I've never seen him throw a racket.
Usually, you don't throw your racket when you're winning 6-love.
Oh, yeah,
that's true. What happens.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I'll occasionally get a game off him if he double faults two or three times.
Well, the last thing I would do would repeatedly play him then. I would hit with him, but I would not repeatedly let him bash my brains in.
I go out for some exercise.
Right. That's why I would say we can hit.
It's fine.
I don't need you to beat my brains in.
It's all
six
good.
Six love every time.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
Hey, sometimes you by. It's 6-love, 6-1.
Okay.
All right. Slow down over there,
that's
partner.
Because he double faulted a few times.
Hey,
brought
I'll
to
still
you by
take it.
BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, that's right. BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99%. Almost X Series models. I've got the X5. It's amazing. My buddy just bought the i7, that electric thing. He loves it. It zooms. It does zoom, zoom. They've got military discounts. You get pre-owned vehicles, all that good stuff. Mention your boy. Ask for Mike. Although he's traveling all over the country, probably won't be there. Just say EB sent you, and they'll take care of you. All right, Valdez, I think you and I are on this. Even though she wants to get away from the Hawk Tua shtick, Haley Welch is getting her own podcast. Cakes,
no.
You gotta say it.
When I hear that she gets an 8-figure deal,
yeah, I know.
Okay,
we'll jump off together.
I'm gonna load up the car,
drive off a bridge.
I'm gonna drive off a cliff.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's getting that much yet, but I'm sure she's getting paid. Jake Paul's production company, media company, is producing it. But this girl, she's got a good PR team behind her. Is this hillbilly is cashing in. The name of the podcast, Jason, it's a good name. Talk Tua. Pretty good name, Case.
Talk Tua.
Talk Tua.
The worst.
And her first guest.
Where is she from?
Like Alabama or something? Or Tennessee? Or
I know she's from down south. I don't know exactly where she's from.
I just said Alabama. I have no idea.
You should know this.
Huh?
Well, she's from Tennessee. She lives in the sticks of
Tennessee.
That's
okay.
Why she was in Nashville that time. Got
what it. Is good for the hoe is not always good for the soul.
Right.
I think I saw her in Nashville.
Words of wisdom.
So her first
By the way, major, major, major D1 talent in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Strong.
I mean, major.
Well, I was there in the winter, so I
isn't it the bachelorette thing. Capital of the world?
Oh, there's so many bachelorette parties.
Yeah. The bachelorette parties everywhere. Big bachelorette buses and up and down the street.
The buses, these girls are dancing. They're wearing nothing.
There is only one.
I just felt awkward. I'm walking around my daughters looking at all these girls on these buses.
Right.
There's only one scenario.
Such a perv.
I can ever foresee myself heading to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
If the Capitals have a chance to win the Stanley Cup on Smashville's home ice.
Right.
It's the only reason I would ever go to Nashville, because you have soured me on Smashville.
You wouldn't like it.
That's fine. It's all good.
You might like it for an hour.
Okay.
But that's
not
about
worth it then if it's just
I
good
told
for
you,
one
the only
hour.
Reason I'll go back is if my daughters ended up moving there and I went down to visit them.
Okay, that makes sense.
But they're not moving there.
Hey, right. Jason, do you do the bit that I do with my youngest now every time I'm with her and, like, say she's getting out of the car? I say, pull your shorts down. Do you say that to your daughters? Cover your cheeks. Your cheeks are hanging out.
I've never said that to anybody in my family.
I might think it, but I don't say it.
Your daughters don't wear a dress like my daughters.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I think they're like Blame It on Rio or something.
Could you find an old
obscure
reference. Movie?
I love it. I'm a huge fan.
Demi Moore.
Michael Caine.
Yeah. From the beach in Brazil.
I mean, I'm going to guess that movie came out in 1981.
Yeah, something like that.
1980, maybe.
Yeah.
Blame it on.
Do your daughters don't do that? They don't wear the shorts like way too high, Jason? My youngest.
I mean,
1984.
That generation.
I try not to even think about it.
Well, I just had to cover your cheeks. They're ridiculous.
I mean, they're going to dress how they dress. Yeah. I mean, I can't stop them.
Ridiculous. All right, so I think this is fake, but I've been told I follow someone who says that in Hollywood this is a thing where they have fake relationships. But my instinct is that this is just a fake PR thing. There was supposedly a legal document that was leaked claiming that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will break up on September 28th. Details how the split will be announced, handled in the media.
By the way, we have bets coming to fruition on this. Exact
yeah
scenario.
Yeah.
Tay-Tay Kelce relationship survives till when? EB before the breakup of NFL kickoff 2024. So that's
needed to happen.
You need the breakup today or tomorrow.
Well, let me just say this.
He says after. That's a $5 bet.
Okay. I'll pay because I'm going to lose. Mm-hmm. They're not going to break up today, and now they're going to prolong it. But if it ever does come out, okay, I'm making a caveat right now. Okay. If it ever does come out that it was a fake relationship and that this was, in fact, a real document, I get my $5 back.
Sure.
In fact, then you should pay me 10.
But no, you're kicking it down the road.
I'll let you ride it out double or nothing until September 28th.
No, because now they're going to delay it.
There's already a double or nothing in here. Kelce Swift divorced within 2 years of marriage. That's the next bet in the book.
Okay, so what if they don't get married and they break up before? I still get paid.
Then. Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, Valdez gets paid.
Why? If they don't get married and they break up?
If they don't break up before the stupid Ravens go to the Chiefs tomorrow,
I'm going
to
pay that one. No, but I thought bet.
No, there's an extension to the bet.
There's an extension. That's
if they get married, then, but there's no if that happens. So that there's no second bet.
There's no way I can win that. That's a lose-lose for me. I don't understand.
No, you can win that. You can win that if they get married and they're divorced 2 years
They're not going to get married because it's a fake relationship. Although I don't know. Who knows? But now I know they're definitely not going to break up on September 28th because they're denying it. So who knows? Brian May. Cakes.
From Queen?
Queen guitarist. This is kind of scary. I don't know if you saw this story. He suffered a health scare, telling fans his ability to play guitar was in doubt after he lost normal feeling in his arm.
Ooh, that is scary.
He says he was grounded at home while he recovers. He revealed he suffered a minor stroke, which caused him to lose control over his left arm. He's 77, Cake.
70 is still touring.
He had previously suffered a heart attack in 2020. I got to show you this. This is brilliant. This is perfect for a monumental. All right. So this has come up on my feed because, you know, I always look up like sauna benefits and everything because I always want to re-inspire myself to keep doing the sauna. Okay, I love the sauna. So I try to do it 4 to 5 times a week, right? So I get a lot of health stuff on my reels.
Yeah.
So this one comes up to prevent heart attacks.
All right.
Okay.
What's the life hack?
Ready? Drabby, you need to pay attention. You got to get off the phone.
This will prevent a heart attack.
Ready, Valdez?
I can't wait to see this.
Prevent a heart attack. You take your hand. This is like an ancient Chinese thing. You take your
ancient
hand.
Ancient Chinese secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
You take your hand and you go like this.
Okay. You tap the in.
Nine times.
You just get the blood flowing in the right arm.
It breaks up the blockage. You get 9 times. Then you go here.
That hard?
9 times. Then you go here.
I don't know. That's if it's happening currently.
So how often do you do this every day? Do this every day. What was it? What did I do?
You forgot your elbow part.
Oh, yeah, this one. Do this. And then you do that. Here's the problem, though. 9 rounds. You got to do 9 rounds of that.
I'd rather have a heart attack.
You got to do 9 rounds of that.
I'd rather have a big one.
And it breaks up the blockages, and it greatly reduces your chance of heart attack.
You actually believe that?
Yes.
Why do you believe that?
Makes sense to me, actually. Well, it actually makes sense to me in my brain.
Okay.
But the problem is I do that 1 round, and I'm like, I'm done.
Can you imagine doing that?
I can't do that.
Well, can't you just do it 81 times and then move on to the next?
I would be more like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I would be more likely to do that. But it breaks up the blockages. In your lymph nodes or whatever.
I love that the guy came up with 9, though. Such a random.
I know.
I'd rather be dead.
Wouldn't hitting golf balls just be better?
No, I think this goes right to like where your lymph nodes are.
You're just moving your arms.
No, you don't know. I'm breaking up the blockage.
All right. Okay. And how many times you're going to do that? Zippy.
I've done it a few times.
Sucker.
On camera.
There's probably a disclaimer at the end of it. If you've read this far in the article, it's a goof.
It's not an article. It's a freaking reel. It's some Chinese guy doing it. He looks healthy. I don't know. Drabby is concerned about his girl, Rachel Ray. Cakes, have you seen videos of her lately?
I haven't seen her late.
Now, Rachel Ray.
Unless she's hosting like a fantasy football podcast on YouTube, I haven't seen her lately.
Rachel Ray, hold on. She was the food girl.
Celebrity
chef.
Yeah, right. I don't know if she was a chef, but she was maybe a chef. I don't know. But Rachel Ray always into food.
To slur words in a new video.
Yeah. And remember, she was, you remember her like in her heyday as like this perky little thing. And Bruce now
like.
She looks all bloated and hurting, slurring her words.
Happens to the best of us.
She looks older.
To everybody at some point.
She's 56.
All right. Can you run the video?
No, the audio?
It's not just getting older. I mean, we all witness women getting older. And of course,
women.
Well, I mean, she's not going to look as silly as she did back in 20 years ago.
Right.
She fell off a cliff. I don't know what to say. And then.
Well, I think she's probably boozing.
Looks like her face. I don't know. It looks like her face is all swollen. Looks like.
Yeah, she's boozing.
Maybe she has Bell's palsy
or something.
Bell's palsy is on the one side. You go.
Well, you said she's slurring. Doesn't that happen from Bell's palsy?
Slur also kitchen. From boozing.
Because.
I want to hear it.
Well, Tony Benedetto, that's his full last name. Tony Bennett's coming to dinner. I have to make sure the floors are perfect and the house is clean.
Yeah,
and everything is just amazing.
She's hammered.
I might have gone a little overboard with the floors because when I.
She's hammered. Look, she's rich. She's got all the money in the world. What else is there to accomplish in life? Just start drinking.
Just start boozing every day.
Yeah. What else?
She's definitely put on some LBs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It happens. Happens to the best of us, JP. Elton John. I wonder what happened here, Cakes. Elton John says he's legally blind now after he has a severe eye infection.
Why are you looking at me and doing that?
Just wondering. How'd he get an eye infection?
Oh, I think I know what your theory is.
Yeah, I have a theory.
I don't know.
He says, over the summer, I've been dealing with a severe eye infection.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's left him with only limited vision in his one eye. But he's healing. Now, the thing is, he's 77. He's not touring anymore, right? Didn't he basically?
I think he did his farewell tour.
So what do I care if he's blind or not at this point?
Well, I mean, I know.
In fact,
I know you don't care if he's blind. He cares if he's blind.
Right. But it's temporary. It's eye infection. It'll go away. Get some eye drops.
Yeah.
Fix it. At 77, he's such a genius. He could still perform all his songs without. He doesn't even read music. Like he didn't need to see the keys.
No. He could sit down.
He'd be Ray Charles.
Yeah, he just crushes it.
Yeah, I mean, he would just sit down and just be Stevie Wonder.
He goes and plays Crocodile Rock.
Right, zero practice.
Don't think I'd set him up on the right key.
You don't think he would just instinctively know where the keys are?
I think he'd probably have to feel a little bit, just play one,
and he knows.
He's not going to start on the left side, thinking he's in the middle.
JP. He's not a monkey like me that was forced to learn piano and hated every minute of it.
I know lots of people could do this, but there's a cool video of John Frusciante. Is that how you say his name? The Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist.
That sounds right.
All right, so they were about ready to play one of their sillies. I can't remember which one it was. I don't know if it was. Whatever
Under the
it
bridge,
was.
Guitar Cakes players.
Favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite.
One of them.
My favorite. Chili Peppers.
Chad Smith is starting to go off, and then John Frusciante starts walking over. It's like 20 years old, this video. And he walks over, and you've all seen guitars do this before, but he just, in the middle of the concert, starts live tuning right before he gets into his riff, or whatever his riff is. He prolong the intro. They prolong the intro, right? While he's sitting there and he's just tuning his guitar.
Yeah, jam bands.
Live.
Great.
Just tuning it live. Ding, 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 ding. Make sure it's all money. And then he finally gets it. They finally gets it. And
he sounds great.
Towards, and he goes, bomp, 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 bomp.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, somewhere. It's silly.
Guitar players just. They baffle
all
me.
Musicians.
They
touch,
baffle.
I love touch all my musicians.
God. They are.
If you can play the guitar and sing at the same time?
Yeah, without looking at the guitar?
You're a certified genius.
Correct.
All right, no,
in
you're
my
not.
Opinion.
Yes,
I used to be able to do that, Cakes.
Well, then you're a genius.
And I'm not a genius.
Well, look,
genius.
If you could do what? What did Cakes say?
Play guitar, play guitar and sing at the same time.
And be silly at
I did it every Sunday
like
at church.
Not in the choir. I mean, like, you're silly. Like, yeah. Mark Robert's Touched by God.
I definitely could do silly. The Our Father.
JP was not Touched by God.
No.
That's what I say. It's not that silly of a talent.
He was in
the
house of worship,
no, but
he wasn't touching
and doing it at an elite level. You need to say at an elite level.
Right.
Because any hillbilly can pick up a guitar. John Daly can pick up a guitar
and write a song about his Rolex or something. Command an audience and do it like...
Hey, I commanded an audience every Sunday at 12,
JP,
Cakes.
It was a captive audience.
So you played like two chords.
Everybody was forced to be there. Nobody really wanted to be there.
They were forced to be there.
I felt like I was forced to be there, personally.
All right, guys, what's it going to...
You didn't enjoy it.
I'm just speaking of my own experience.
Cakes, what's it going to take to get Thompson Creek windows in your home this fall? Huge savings? Well, you're in luck. Thompson Creek windows keep your energy bills in check while keeping you toasty all winter long. Talking big savings here. 50% off, as in 50. Yep, it's the first ever Thompson Creek Window Fest.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Call Thompson Creek now to save 50%. Buy one window, get one 50% off, plus special finance options and a 50-year guarantee. Do what I did. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, or visit thompsoncreek.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.